Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my ability to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart, without a doubt. High, I will aim. Shout loudly, I proclaim that I am great. I am great. From my inner core, deeply I believe that no obstacle is too long, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition, I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great.
And welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show with your host, Phenicia Hubbard. This is the Uplift Connection, where you hear inspirational stories from uplifting women who are choosing to make it great in their lives. For a listing of upcoming guests and topics, visit us online at Phenicia.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Yes, you are great, and you can make it great every day. We want you to be empowered by tapping into your power within. We want you to unearth your hidden potential. We are calling all sister girls, beautiful brown goddesses, elegant elders, fierce divas, ebony queens, matriarchs, backbones, bosoms, and brains. We know that you give so much, and now it's time for you to get some serious refueling, that deep, soulful kind. Uplift your mind, uplift your spirit, and choose to make it great. Happy Sunday, everyone. Thank you and welcome to the Uplift Connection. This is a special feature of the Make It Great Show. I'm your host, Phenicia Hubbard, and this week I am so honored to have in the studio one of the wisest, fiercest, most keeping it real sisters that I know, Miss Beverly Rogers. And this week we'll be talking about the resurrection of common sense. That's the newest publication by Beverly Rogers. Her book was just released, and I'm so honored to be able to interview and spend time with her today talking about common sense. Now, before we bring on Beverly, I want to tell you a little bit about our topic, tell you a little bit about who she is. When we think about common sense, you know, it's funny because common sense is really different for everybody. You know, how we define common sense differs from one person to the next. And so that reminds me of that famous saying that common sense is not so common. You know, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do something. Common sense. You know, for example, just because you can fit into a mini dress that's a size 4X, doesn't really mean that you should choose to fit in that mini dress. Or just because you can access any website at any time of the day doesn't mean that you necessarily should. And most recently, as we've all seen in the news, just because you can speak at will on topics to a ready audience because you're running for office doesn't mean that you always should. You know, recently I searched for common sense online. I just did a Google search. I said, okay, what comes up for common sense? And then I looked at the news headlines. So many things coming up around common sense. So many people seem to be lacking common sense these days, and that's why it's necessary for us to resurrect common sense. The world needs some resurrecting of that. And when you think about it, I think, you know, it would be really good if people just had a reference, something they could go to, someone they could talk to, just to help them reconnect to their common sense. Imagine if there were a book that talked about tact, decency, respect. We got that book here for you today. The Resurrection of Common Sense by Beverly Rogers. For everyone listening in, you can join us live by calling in 347-327-9281. And you can also chat with us live online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. And today we're talking with Beverly Rogers. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Beverly Rogers. For our listeners, she is a sister that really helps you kick back, relax, but then also return home to yourself and who you really are. You know, that place within where you learn to laugh, to learn, to love, and to move forward in your life. In Beverly's business, what she does is helps you learn who you are from those Keep It Real coach sessions that she does. She helps you learn how to love yourself through self-care activities, and she helps you learn to praise yourself to overcome situations that might seem to overwhelm you. And this is a sister I've had the pleasure of knowing for many years and for working, and pleasure of working with. Let me tell you just a little bit about her background and what she's done in her career. Beverly has had a very interesting journey. You know, she spent a lot of time working in corporate America. She worked with the American Hospital Association, and she was the executive director there for two professional associations, doing a lot of work in leadership, strategic direction, and she was able to successfully lead that association out of $144,000 in debt in 2 years. And then during that same time, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I think that was a big turning point for her in her life because she had found herself living by a calendar for the corporate world. But then all of that came to a halt when she realized she had to make appointments for herself in a hospital, the hospital world, that she barely knew existed. So that was one of the biggest shifts in her life, was her journey with breast cancer. That actually led her to do some work with the Why Me National Breast Cancer Organization. In 1994, she started volunteering with them. And then she was hired as the director of chapter services in 1996. Beverly went on then in 2002 to start her own business. She opened up From Mama's House. And what she did for Mama's House, it originally started off as a service to really coach people in their efforts to close the gap between where they were and where they wanted to go. She would facilitate and manage small group spa retreats, vacation getaways, really helping you get back in tune with you. And during that time, since 2002, she's been a speaker and a teacher at so many events with many different organizations. And just to name a few of them, one is the Heartland Spa. She's been a regular speaker with them. The Association of Women Pharmacists, New Faith Baptist Church, Trinity United Church of Christ, Sister to Sister Ministries Incorporated, La Revita Hospital. I could go on and on. Let me tell you, Beverly's had quite an experience. Beverly is a survivor. You sit down and ask Beverly, who are you? Beverly will tell you, I'm a survivor. And she survived 40 years of management in corporate America, nonprofit and not-for-profit organizations. She survived 18 years free of breast cancer. She has survived two marriages with a blended family of four children. She survived 39 years of marriage with the same man, and right now she's experiencing time with him as his caregiver. Beverly Rogers currently writes for Examiner.com. She's a regular contributor to that website. She facilitates a self-care sessions for women. She also facilitates a caregiver support group, in addition to running her house, her mama's house, her business. We're going to talk to Beverly today about her book, The Resurrection of Common Sense, which you can now purchase at Amazon.com. If you are a woman that's looking to be empowered, you're seeking direction in your life to balance your life purpose and your goals, if you really need encouragement to achieve balance, if you want to have a spiritual uplift, you know, you want to connect with Beverly. She's someone that listens. You know, Beverly's really talented at hearing unspoken words and emotion. And from that, her questions provoke insight, reflection, and clarity. Beverly keeps it real, but she also helps you think. She provides order to thoughts that might seem in disarray, and she provides some serious wit and wisdom. So that leads me to the title of her book, which is Home Date, Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. So without further ado, I want to bring on and introduce to you all Miss Beverly Rogers. Beverly, happy Sunday. How are you today?
Well, thankful. I am fine, Phoenicia, and I am honored. I am honored by having you introduce me, and I am honored with the introduction.
Ah, well, I am so glad to have you, Beverly, and it is an honor. I'm glad that you're honored because I'm honored. Beverly, we got to talk about this book, The Resurrection of Common Sense, because I feel like in this world, we all need some common sense right now. I took a look at your book, read through it, and I just want to tell our listeners how the book is organized before we get started talking about it. The book is in four different parts, everyone. And in part one, Beverly talks about laying a good foundation. You know, when you think about those things that that were instilled in you growing up, you know, eat your vegetables, the facts of life, little bits of wisdom that you might have heard about, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Beverly explores all of that in the first part. And then in the second part, she gets into one of her favorite questions. What are you pretending not to know? Keeping it real. The third part, she talks about growing old, fully graced. And then in part four, Beverly talks about standing in the gap. Beverly, why don't you start off by telling us, what is common sense?
Well, Phoenicia, for me, common sense is using the decision-making process based on a combination of wisdom from scripture, and experiences from your past, not only yours, but from friends and family, what you have seen, to lessen the ineffectiveness of the results you want to see.
I love that. Taking that wisdom to lessen the ineffectiveness. There was one part of your book where you talked about, and this is one of my favorites, you talk about your mother quite a bit, and I know that you had a lot of life lessons from her. One of her her rituals that you talk about in the book is to take time for herself. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And one thing that really made me laugh was your mother's favorite line, "Let me miss you." What does that have to do with common sense?
Well, when you say, "Let me miss you," that was my mother's way of loving you and knowing that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but it was also her way of having some time to herself. When you have children who hang on you and they go, "Mama, Mama, Mama," she wants to miss your saying "Mama." She needs time to think. She needs time to do what she needs to do, to be who she needs to be without children around. So she would say, "Let me miss you." In other words, when you come back, I will love you even more. So go away so I can have some time.
I love that. I love that because we're thinking about how to, you know, the first thing you mentioned was how to do things that you might have been doing ineffectively. And sometimes we can want to spend so much time with people that we forget, you know, there's a balance, there's a healthy balance there. And "Let me miss you" is a good way to help us find that healthy balance. Beverly, a lot of things in this world we can look at and say, you know what, we need to resurrect common sense. What made you decide that common sense needs to be resurrected right now?
It hit me really hard when I kept seeing on the news how anyone from pauper to politician was making questionable decisions that were either illegal, immoral, or without integrity. And it resulted in what appeared to be, under most people's opinion, stupid. to break it down, to be perfectly honest, because when you do something where you have not thought about the actions after the result of what you've done, you kind of think they missed something that they weren't thinking on the front side. You don't want to overthink certain things, but there are some things when you think about common sense, and for this one, what's done in the dark will always come to light. That's an old wisdom. How is it they miss that? If they had used their head, this is another one, if they had used their head for more than a hat rack, they would remember that what's done in the dark will always come to light.
Totally like it is, Beverly. I love how you said that you're pulling these things from just what's happening in our world. We see it, and people are doing things, and you would think, okay, if you're in a position of so-called power and you're doing something that's illegal, you would think that you would be called on it. There would be certain repercussions because that just seems like it would be common sense, right? But that seems to be lacking in some places. So, Beverly, let me ask you, if someone picks up your book, how would it help them to find a little piece of common sense that they might need, you know, especially as it relates to the things that are going on in the media and in the world?
My book will not help them in their particular situation. What it does, which is what I do in my coaching, it helps you to reflect on your own life. There's some humor in there. You know, I can be very untactful, I admit it, but there are things in there that will jolt your memory, that will help you to ask questions from your past. It tells you about my past and my present and what I think about my future. But I don't believe that we're all that different, because sisters are always nurturing other people that they forget to nurture themselves. And when you go back and look at some of the things that you have grown up with, some of the things that you know were said to you to help you in your path, the book will help you remember those things from your past. And that's what I was trying to do in writing The Resurrection of Common Sense.
So it sounds like The Resurrection of Common Sense is holding a mirror up to the reader so they can really see. And part of that mirror is coming from your experiences and your stories. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As women, when you think about all the things that we do that are similar, even though we judge the other one, you know, there's one poem in my book that says, you know, if you judge someone, if you judge yourself by how you look, then when you see your neighbor or your sister girl, the only thing you're going to judge her by is what you don't like about yourself. And that is a mirror. It is a mirror for those of us who make decisions based on something other than positive results.
Beverly, I admire you for taking the risk of vulnerability in writing your book, because so many people are afraid to hold that mirror up to themselves. I think that mirror is what causes us to make the choice to change and grow. If we see something that might need to be changed, or if we're looking in the mirror and we realize, you know what, maybe I need a new pair of glasses because what I'm seeing isn't looking too good. And so for you to take that risk of vulnerability and share part of yourself and your life, can you tell us what was that experience like in sharing your stories and the good and the not so good? I would say in reading your book, there were some things that I don't know if I would be willing to share, but you're very honest and to the point. Where did you get the strength from inside to take that risk and share so much of yourself?
I have always been, Phoenicia, a person that friends and family would come to talk about whatever was troubling them. And they always felt that I was a good listener, number one. But number two, they respected the questions that I asked them, not to give them advice, but questions so that they could articulate out loud what they really felt about what they were saying. Because I cannot live for other people, but I know what my life is like. And for me, what has been very important is that I need to take care of me so that I can give to others. And unless you admit to being vulnerable, unless you admit that you have mistakes, and believe me, this is all experience. I talk about common sense. It comes from what I said before, experiences. There was a time when I did not believe that I should be vulnerable. But vulnerability does not mean that you're a doormat. There are boundaries for absolutely everything in your life. And when you know yourself, you know what you can give, you know what you can accept, you know what you can give out. And that is where it starts. That's where it started for me.
I like how you said you weren't always at that point. And you are a bad sister. You just recently celebrated your 70th birthday. And to everybody listening, let me tell you, there's nothing 70 about Beverly except for all of the wit and wisdom that she has acquired in these 70 years that she's been here in this form on Earth. Beverly, tell us a little bit about how common sense has evolved throughout your life.
It is, I'm stuttering because it's amazing. I don't even know where to start. As a caregiver for my husband who has Alzheimer's, if I did not have common sense, I would simply accept what has been told. In this world, there are certain things that are said by professionals that everybody just accepts. You're sick. Oh, okay. Take this medicine. Oh, okay. Common sense helps me to go back and ask rational questions, and I think that's a big part of common sense. What is rational? When you know what is rational, when you use the thinking process, there is something that gets you to 70 because you have been rational about what is good for you and what is good for you to go on and what is good enough for the people around you. And I do want to say in this whole experiential piece is that when I make my decisions and when I have made them in the past, I actually figured out, calculated, when I say this, when I make this decision, what will the effects be on not only me, but on the people around me? And if you cannot see or envision the results or the impact, or you're not willing to tolerate them, then you have missed the common sense test. So for me to get into 70 means that I took all of those things where I didn't like the results after I had taken a certain action. And I've changed it, and I've made the boundaries and the foundation and the rules different. And they get stretched only when I allow myself to stretch them.
Wow. We are talking live with Beverly Rogers, author of Home Baked, Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. You can call in and speak with Beverly at 347-327-9281. You can also visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. Now, Beverly, I want to hear about what you're pretending not to know, because you just talked about how you are at the point where you look back on certain things in your life and you said, okay, this is what needs to change. You know, that 70 years of experience helps you learn to set certain boundaries, know what it is that you want. And one of the questions I often hear from you and that you use with your clients a lot is, what are you pretending not to know? And I think that question, it makes the assumption that people are sort of hiding behind things. Tell us a little bit about what that question means to you and why you ask that of people so much.
I ask that question because most of the time we know the answer, but we are so comfortable in our discomfort. We are so comfortable that we don't want to make a change because we can't see what it looks like on the other side. We know the answer, but we hide behind the answer of, I don't know. Like a two-year-old, why did you do so-and-so? I don't know. Why aren't you doing such-and-such? I don't know. At this age, everybody really knows whatever your purpose is. You know your purpose, but you don't like it. You don't want to do it. It looks hard. You don't want to do the work. I'm comfortable doing this. I don't want to do it because of what other people will say or what other people will think. Imagine the number of people who stay in a job where they're being mistreated because somebody says, you can't leave that job. After all, you know how many people are out of work? If the job is not for you and is making you sick, would you rather be sick and in the hospital or out looking for another job? You know the answer, but you're pretending not to know it because you don't want to make the move.
And that would just seem like common sense, wouldn't it?
It does.
I wonder, Beverly, when I read your book, you cover so many different topics that I think people will experience at various points in their lives. I know there were things that I read and I said, I can remember experiencing that maybe in my 20s, or I can understand that a little bit more now in my 30s. Do you think there's a certain age where we start to shift and ask ourselves that question, what are we pretending not to know, and that we make the choice to change? Is there a certain shift that happens in our lives naturally that might take us there?
There is a shift in our lives when we choose to shift. The whole thing revolves around what you choose. People can stay the same forever if that is what they choose. It may look different, but if they choose not to move, there is nothing you can do to move them. Life will go on, and they will move in that path. But if they choose not to change, they will not change.
Choose to make it great. That's something that we always talk about on the Make It Great show. And on that note, Beverly, I want us to stop for a moment. We're going to have an uplift, inspirational moment. And everyone will be back in about 1 minute. Again, you can call in at 347-327-9281 and speak live with Beverly Rogers, author of Home Base Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. We'll be right back.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply, I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
I am great. We can choose to make it great. We can choose to be great. We are here with Beverly Rogers live in the studio. Beverly is the author of Home Base Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. You can purchase your copy right now online at Amazon.com. And remember, Home Baked is spelled with one word, Home Baked, one word, Wit and Wisdom by Beverly Rogers. Beverly, welcome back, welcome back. I want to talk for a minute about this choice to change, choosing to change, choosing to answer the question, what are you pretending not to know, choosing to move forward. There's one question that I know you said has changed your life, and this question is this where I was going? And in talking to you, I learned that there were two major shifts in your life that brought you to new experiences and new directions. And you mentioned these in your book. You talk about them. One was your journey with breast cancer, and the second being becoming a caregiver to your husband. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with breast cancer and how that was a catalyst, a change in your life?
I ask that question every year now instead of doing a New Year's resolution, because when I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I was not sure whether I had 6 weeks to live or 6 years to live or 60 years to live, of course, we don't know either way, but receiving the diagnosis kind of cut me short. And when I asked, is this where I was going, I made a list, a pro and con list. You know, I was still my corporate mind of what I would do if I were going to live. And on this list, top of it was I would quit the job because it was too stressful. This is not where I'm going, not breast cancer. This is not how I want to go out. And as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, it came into my spirit, this is not about dying, Beverly. This is about living. What changes are you going to make so that you can live? So the question now comes up quite often when I'm distressed or when I'm overwhelmed or simply at the beginning of the year. Is this where I was going? Is this my vision? Is this my goal? Is this what I want to carry on in my life? Is this what I once said about me when I'm no longer here? It is quite a decision-making process for me. It does not work for everyone because some people say, well, I don't know where I'm going. It's beside the point. Is this it today? Is this where I was going?
That's a powerful question to ask. And to know that it was something that was, I'd probably say it was very drastic, an event in your life that caused a drastic change and that really forced you to reevaluate some things and to ask that question. And I wonder, for people who might not have such events that they might consider on that large scale, or if their life is just really routine and it's day to day, what is it that's going to cause that person to actually sit down and ask that question, is this where I was going? Is it going to be a situation where life has to push that person in a certain direction or push them down? What is it that makes a person get to that question?
That question can be asked when you've not had enough sleep because you have been taking care of someone for a long time. I ask the question now as my husband's caregiver. If I am sleepy and I'm up and I'm trying to do things and I'm walking around like a zombie and I say, okay, Beverly, is this where you were going? And it's like, no, I cannot be effective if I am sleepy, and I will either take a nap or I will go to bed early or I will do something, because I realize that if I trip, he falls. So it's back to self-care, and that's the foundation of that question. Is this where I was going? Because you ask it in relationship to family members, to boyfriends, girlfriends, who you have around you. Is this where you were going? Are these the people that you want to have with you? Are these the people who support you? So the question isn't, you know, you don't take it so literally as to where you're going, but it's all around you. Is this where I really wanted to live? Is this the amount of money I really wanted to spend? And asking the question and finding the answer should be an impetus for you to get up and make a change. One small change at a time, and start planning to move out of where you are to where you would like to go.
And that's the tagline of your business. You help people close the gap between where they are and where they want to go. And folks that are listening, let me tell you, we've already got two questions for the common sense test. And I want you all to write those questions down. The common sense test for your life. Question number one, what are you pretending not to know? Question number two, is this where I was going? And I think those two questions are enough to get you started. Beverly, when we look at your book, tell us a little bit about who the book is written for. Who should go and pick up this book?
The book is for any woman who wants to move from where she is to the next level. Now, that means, again, choice. If you want to move from where you are, if you know this is not where you want to be this time next year, whatever that looks like, whatever your dreams, whatever your goals, the book is for that sister, no matter what her age is. I have presented the book to caregivers. I have presented it to seniors. So there is something in there for everyone. Young women may not like it as well, but it does put them through the process because, you know, we older women, first thing we say is, you know, it's just not the way it used to be. But you can't bring back the past. But there are common sense foundation for young women to help them move to the next level and help them with their thinking process.
Now, let's speak to that piece for a little bit because I would consider myself one of those young women. And you said there's certain things in the book that might not resonate with us. Could you point out maybe what are a couple of those things that you think might not resonate with the young woman, and why wouldn't they?
Well, the one that's called Yuck, know that a frog is a frog. Don't kiss them all looking for a prince or a white knot to take you on your journey. I still believe that there are women who look for the husband or the man or the spouse or the boyfriend to save them so that they don't have to work, so that they don't have to think, so that they can be loved, so that whatever it is. You don't kiss a frog looking, and that comes from the old fairy tales where the white knight came and kissed the princess or the princess kissed the frog and he became a prince. That's where that came from. A frog is a frog. It's not in my book, but the common sense saying, a leopard doesn't change its spots. If you meet someone who does drugs or mistreats you or abuse you or calls you out of your name, your loving him is not going to change that.
So we're really looking at holding that mirror up to our faces and changing ourselves rather than changing someone else.
That's right.
Beverly, in one of my earlier interviews with you, I asked the question, what's one book that every woman should read? Now, we're talking about The Resurrection of Common Sense by Beverly J. Rogers, and your answer to the question, what book should every woman read, was The Language of Letting Go. And I love that book. When you said that, I picked it up so I could start reading it. And that's also full of wit and wisdom for young women. And so this need to change and wanting to change people and things, I think that comes up a lot in your book in the sense that we're trying to control things and you're sort of giving us a reality check like, hey, stop. It's not about changing somebody else. It's really about changing yourself. Let's look at what's going on with you. What are some things that people might need to let go of so that they can take that common sense test and pass it?
Well, let's look at an old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why would you assume that someone, let's take something very simple but every day, that someone could cut you off in traffic? Or you could cut someone off in traffic, but you can't be cut off in traffic. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Just simple things. Judge not so that ye be not judged. Why would you talk about what somebody else is wearing when you would assume that you always look good when you walk out the door? Does it matter? I think the bottom line to that is, does it really matter? Who does it hurt? There's the other one, do unto others as others would do unto you, or you want others to do unto you. It's being considerate, it's being respectful, and it's also looking at what does it really matter? What's the bottom line? What is the bottom line behind that thought? We hear all the time, so as a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking about? What do you speak about?
Is that why they call you the question coach, I'm wondering? Because you just keep asking those hard questions.
Yes, that's why they call me the question coach. Because it's there are people who don't want to answer. As a matter of fact, I have family members every now and then will say to me, you know what, I'm not talking to you anymore. And it goes on for maybe about 24 hours, and then they come back. But the question is, why is it important to you? It must be important because the reality shows are running rampant over TV. So somebody is enjoying it. And it's wonderful if you find it as entertainment, but there are so many people who want to live it or believe that these people live that way. Why would young girls think that Beyonce always dresses like she does on stage? You cannot look like Beyonce until you get Beyonce's money.
Keeping it real. And speaking of Beyonce, just bringing that up because you tend to write about things that are either going on in the world or things that people can relate to. For those of you that are listening in, we're speaking with Beverly Rogers, author of Homebaked Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. And Beverly is a regular contributor to Examiner.com. Beverly, you pull some of your topics from what's going on in the world. You give people a basis, something that they can relate to, and then you walk them through the process of taking that common sense test, answering those two questions, what are you pretending not to know? Is this where I was going? Where do you get the topics to write about? What is it that catches your eye? What is it that you find to be important to write about?
Anything that is going on in the world, and you get in conversations with friends and family, and the first thing we say, what were they thinking? What was he thinking? Because it makes sense to everybody who sees it. But, of course, it's afterthought. It's 20/20 hindsight. 20/20 hindsight is always clear. But when other people see what someone has done, which has been deemed stupid, the first thing someone says is, what were they thinking? Why didn't they know? Did they know, or did they simply not use a foundation of common sense and think it out before they took whatever that action was? So a lot of what I see comes from what people think is newsworthy. And if you really sit and look at what is considered newsworthy and ask the questions behind what is newsworthy, step back from it, leave out all of the emotion and just ask the question, who is getting hurt by this? Why is this effective? What sense does this make?
Beverly, you keep it real when you ask those questions. So when we talk about common sense, I keep hearing you referring a lot to the thought process that people are going through. What do you believe to be true about common sense? And I'm asking that question from the basis of our beliefs determining our actions. What do you believe about common sense?
I believe that if you use what is your understanding of common sense, because we don't all have it, your understanding of common sense, that when you go into a situation, when you make that decision, whatever the results, that you are not feeling that you are humiliated or that it has damaged you or the people that you care about, that it was a decision based on what you knew that you thought through, and you were expecting a certain result, whether it came out that way or not, but you at least thought it through. And that's common sense, using what you know from your experience, from the wisdom, and from scripture, that you took all of that into consideration before you took an action.
Mm. So really taking time, you know, we live in a world that's so driven by immediate action, immediate response. And you get into the thing of thinking about, are you reacting versus responding? And so when it comes to common sense, what do we need to do? Should we react? Should we respond? What tips would you give people as it relates to that?
The one that everybody used for years, stop, take a deep breath, and count to 10. The only time you don't have to do that is when it's an emergency. An emergency is not necessarily when somebody says something to you that you don't like. An emergency is loss of life or limb. That's an emergency. Drive-by shooting is an emergency. But having somebody talk about you or call you out of your name or pull in front of you at a gas pump is not an emergency. To shoot someone or to kill someone over words or perceptions is not using common sense. It is using emotions, and emotions can always be fickle.
That's right. And Beverly, speaking of that, we have a caller, someone who's chatting with us online, K.N. Cole. K.N. Cole has a question that, Beverly, I'm going to pose it to you. K.N. Cole says, how do you maintain a stance of common sense when you are around a group of people who don't embrace that? And this listener gives the example of being at work or with certain family members. So, Beverly, how do people maintain their personal common sense when they're around other people who obviously don't?
That is a hard question. It is a hard answer because you have to work. You have to know who you are, and no matter what they say or what they do, you have to be able to stand on what you believe and not allow them to get past the boundary. I talked earlier about setting boundaries. When I say setting boundaries, for me that means, for some people, you never call me out of my name. I don't care where you are or who you are. If I'm on the job, no one ever yells at me. I will not be disrespected. And it's not that people don't do it, but I have a ritual, and that is probably what our caller will need, is a ritual that they keep, that she keeps on a regular basis, that when certain people, and you know who those people are because they're not going to change, you have a ritual that when they say something, that you have a pat answer or a pat comment or a pat scripture or a pat saying that you keep all the time, and that's all you say. That's all you do, and just leave it. Walk away. Mm. My daughter said to me one time, she said, change your perception or change your location. If you cannot change your location, you change your perception. You cannot change other people. So that when you have someone who comes up to you and says whatever, then as if you were talking to yourself, and I'm not recommending this, but I've done it on occasion when they've said something, and I said, oh, you know, I forgot you're the one that's always negative. I don't know why I did that, and walk away.
Keep it real. So setting boundaries is one of the essential things we need to do as it relates to common sense. And I know that that's really important to you. That's something that shows up throughout your book. And you actually cover that directly in part two, What Are You Pretending Not to Know?, where you specifically talk about setting boundaries.
Okay. And not only do you set them, let me be clear, not only do you set them, you know what they are. And when someone crosses it, you let them know that they've crossed it. However nice or however nasty you need to be, let them know that they have crossed a boundary.
Wow. And Beverly, let me let you know that our listener, K.N. Coles, she says, love that. Thank you. So she appreciates that answer. Thank you, Beverly. Those of you listening in, we're talking live with Beverly Rogers, author of Poem-Based Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. You can purchase her book online at Amazon.com. Just do a simple search for Poem-Based Wit and Wisdom. And remember, Poem-Based is one word. Beverly is the owner of From Mama's House. And you can visit her website at FromMamasHouse.net. Beverly, is there anything that really changed you in putting your book together, writing the text? Did anything take you to the next level?
You know, when I wrote the book, it was not so much writing the book. I've always kept notes. I've always had songs and sayings, and I would write them down or I would type them up, and I would put them in the folder. And this is a recommendation for all of you who are really serious about going to the next level, because I believe there is a book or a narrative in all of us, but we don't take the time to pull it out or write it down. And there are mornings when I wake up and God has given me a song, and I write that song down, and I will ask out loud, so what does that mean for me today? And I get an answer. The minute you're in touch with the Creator and what He has for you, you will get answers, and you will move to the next level. Now, during this book, there was a time I'm like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, who's going to read it? Oh, this doesn't make sense. Why am I doing this? But I kept getting encouragement from people like Phoenicia to keep going. And one morning after I had put the manuscript down, I was just discussing, I thought, I can't do anymore. That little voice again, the same one from back in the breast cancer era, said, who do you think gave you the words to say? And I realized that to be obedient to the word, to what I said I was going to do, to that commitment, that I would submit the manuscript. And the day that I submitted that manuscript, things changed for me.
It's as if you said yes to yourself and the world said yes back.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Beverly, you have a business series that's coming up for entrepreneurs, helping them to close the gap between where they are and where they want to go. And the series is called, Is It Your Business or Is It Still a Dream? And I love how you've taken part of your dream and you've actually turned it into a reality and expanded From Mama's House with this most recent publication of your book. Beverly, I just want to tell our listeners about your event. The cost to attend this quarterly event is $25, and essentially it's an accountability check-in and coaching session for entrepreneurs where we answer the question, is it your business or is it still a dream? And you're helping people figure out how to get from where they are to where they want to go. Beverly, I want to share the promotion with our listeners. The first three people to go and reserve spots. And Beverly, I think last time I talked to you, you only had three spots left for this event. So the next three people to claim their spot at this event will get an autographed copy of your book. Is that correct?
That's true. That is so true.
Awesome, awesome. So, again, you can reach out to Beverly Rogers on her website, frommamashouse.net. You can purchase her book online at Amazon.com. The title is Home Baked, Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. And, Beverly, is there anything else that you want to leave for our listeners today?
I would say to our listeners that they should always know that time is moving, whether they choose to move or not. Things are changing, whether they feel like they're being, things are changing. And if they stand firm and believe that they are great, that they are positive, and that they speak and act with the authority that is within them, that they too will move with common sense.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Beverly, thank you so much for taking this time today. It was an honor to have you live in the studio with me. I appreciate you so much. And for everyone else, you can join us again. We're with you every Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to have a replay. And then the Sunday after that, folks, you definitely want to tune in for the Common Sense Connection, featuring Beverly Rogers herself and Candace Cole. And we'll be talking about a very hot topic. You don't want to miss it. Visit our website for more information, blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. Remember that you can make it a great day every day. Choose to be empowered by tapping into your power within. Make the choice to unearth your hidden potentials. Do the work. Do the digging. Go deep. And remember to take that common sense test. Beverly Rogers, From Mama's House, Home Baked, Wit and Wisdom, The Resurrection of Common Sense. What are you pretending not to know? And is this where I was going? Until next time, choose to make it great.
I am great. Not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am.